So I'll start with the day I fell in love with the oceans. I was 7 years old. I was in the south of France where I spent most of my summers. It was a beautiful day. What I loved most about the Mediterranean is that the waves are really small. So when you're 7 years old, they feel friendly. They don't feel overwhelming. They're not going to carry you away. You can play in the surf. You can play in the sand. And it's inviting. And that was a day that my grandfather decided he was going to teach me to scuba dive. And so we went off on this boat, this small boat, and he had prepared a little mask, a little tank, little fins, and a regulator. And back then, so how many of you are divers? Good. Wonderful to see you here. So back then, there were no buoyancy compensating devices, which are those vests that blow up. And the regulators were pretty standard, not a lot of variation, not like today. They were very big. And so putting this in my mouth, I could barely see over the top of it. But I went up to the side of the boat, and I looked down into the inky darkness, and my heart stopped. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't know how this works. I don't know if I'll be able to breathe. What if I die? I had all of these conflicted feelings about taking that giant leap into the unknown. And my grandfather came up next to me and put his hand on my shoulder, and I realized I was not going to back down. And so I took a deep breath and overcame some of my fears and took a giant leap into the water. And at the surface, I took one tentative breath, and it seemed to work. So I took another one, and it worked. And with enormous childlike enthusiasm, I thought, this is great, and I started to swim straight down. And at about 30 feet, I found myself surrounded by a school of tiny silver fish. And they were darting one way and then darting the other, and they were all swimming in unison. The sunlight was glinting through the waves and shining off their bodies, and I felt like I was in the middle of fireworks. And I realized that I had entered a completely new world. And it was that pivotal moment. You know, we have them sometimes in life, those pivotal moments where things shift and they're never the same again. And that moment has really defined my life. Not in that it made me want to dive every day, even though given the right circumstances, I certainly would. But it's made me want to take that step into the unknown more often and go in to encounter things that I didn't know before and see for myself what was out there. And I know for those of you who don't remember my grandfather and didn't grow up with him, it's hard to imagine what that was like, because we take it for granted now. There's high-definition ocean documentaries, Discovery. We can any day of the week, see film about anything having to do with the ocean. But at that time, it had never been done. And so it was something that shifted a paradigm in how we understand our oceans, how we value our oceans, and how we find means to explore them for all sorts of different purposes. As soon as I was born, my parents whisked me away on expedition, and that was where I spent the first several years of my life. And I think one of the most poignant moments I had with my grandfather, I was constantly asking questions about everything. Everything. It didn't matter what it was, how worms eat dirt, I wanted him to tell me, and I think he got tired of it. Most grandfathers would. And so there would come a time when he would say, you know, Alexandra, you're just going to have to go and see for yourself. And it stuck with me. And it's basically what I've been doing ever since. It was just going and seeing for myself, which brings me to the larger idea of exploration and what it means today. We often feel that we've exhausted the opportunity to explore unknown places. And to a large extent, you know, it's hard to be the first person to climb Everest today, or the first person to walk on the floor of the ocean, because it has been done. But we haven't actually exhausted the possibility of exploration. In the last 30 years alone, imagine this, two new whales, two antelopes, dozens of monkey species, and even a new kind of elephant have been discovered. Not to mention the incredible advances in technology and science. And what we're doing when we do those things and we find those species and we go to these new places is that we're continuing to foster a sense of wonder about our world and our place in it and the extraordinary possibilities of human achievement. But in order to continue pushing back the boundaries of what we know and how we protect what we have, while at the same time nourishing our quality of life and our opportunities for development, we have to keep that spirit of exploration and discovery alive within each and every one of us. My grandfather used to say that he was lucky to have been born in his place and time, which gave him the opportunity to be the first person to explore the oceans. But he actually did a lot more than that. He gave us the tools to explore with him and to become explorers ourselves. And as you know, invention is the child of necessity. And when my grandfather got started, as I mentioned before, there was nothing out there that would allow him to do what he set in his mind that he needed to do. So he had to invent it all. He invented that two-person deep-sea submersible. He invented underwater scooters. He invented helmets with lights in them so that his divers could see where they were going. He had people on board that would help him invent the rest, the underwater flash, underwater sound, underwater cameras. In fact, when he got started, he and my grandmother were so hell-bent on finding a way to film underwater that they would get under the covers of their bed with 35 millimeter still film, splice it together into 3-minute reels, put it into their predecessor to the Super 8 camera, put it into a bell jar, and take it underwater, and they would make their films 3 minutes at a time. But I think today, this age of exploration that my grandfather enjoyed before Google Maps and before Discovery Channel, as I mentioned before, it hasn't ended. And the possibility of exploration in our time has not been exhausted. What I love so much about what my grandfather did was that he gave everyone the tool to do exactly what he did. He made it possible for all of you, not just a few of you, to become divers. And the really important idea that I want you to take away from this moment with me is that the role of the explorer has just changed. It hasn't ended. We are explorers of a modern age, and we don't need to be the first to see the world, but we can be the first to bring back a new perspective, a new idea, an innovative way of tackling the problem, or a way to inspire people to get involved. That is something that each and every one of us can be a part of. And that is what is so exciting, is that it's not just the few that have that privilege anymore. It's all of us together. I think most importantly, exploration reminds us how personal the thrill of discovery can be, and that we don't have to travel halfway around the world to experience that sense of adventure that leads us into the unknown,